So just a little bit of context on HUD. We're about a $46 billion budget, 9,000 employees, 3,000 in headquarters in DC, and another 6,000 out in the field in 80 different field offices. So just to give you a sense of the scale of the organization, which was kind of a new thing for me coming from New York City government. So I think the scale of HUD, both in terms of size as well as the breadth of activities that HUD undertakes, created a number of challenges. One was, how do we look at performance in a holistic way? We had, you know, multifamily housing doing a set of things, public housing doing another set of things, but we didn't really have a mechanism to look at how we were achieving our outcomes to house families in rental housing kind of across the board. Another challenge was what I mentioned in terms of the field offices and headquarters, how to ensure that those were connected and from a policy perspective, and also looking at that holistically from a performance perspective. Also looking at our, what we call the CXO functions, so our procurement, IT, HR functions, and how those were really aligned or supporting our priorities, also seemed a challenge. And then I think in general, looking at outcomes versus outputs. So, you know, when we arrived, we were, I think, measuring, as probably any organization does, a lot of things, but not necessarily looking at a small set of things that really mattered. So those were all an impetus to then start HUDstat, which took all the programs. So we were looking at across all the programs on any individual goal that we were trying to achieve, and including the support functions and the field in those conversations, which I think was kind of a new way of looking at some of our outcomes. And that provided the right format to not just have a presentation or more anecdotal discussion, but really be looking at the facts and the data against a set of targets that we'd set to see how are we achieving against these goals that we've established.